चेतदर्पणमार्जनम् भवमहादावाग्निनिर्वापनम् श्रियकैरवचन्द्रिकावितरणम् विद्यावधुजीवनम् आनन्दाम्बुदिवर्धनम् प्रतिपदं पूर्णामितास्वादनम् परं विजयते श्रीकृष्णसङ्कीर्तनम् नाम नामकारि बहुधा निज सर्वशक्ति तत्रार्पिता नियमितस्मरणेन काल एतादृशे तव कृपा भगवन् ममापि दुर्दैवमिदृशमिहाजनिनानुराग त्रीनादपि सहिष्णुना करोरपि सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तनीय सदा हरि न धनं न जनं न सुन्दरीं कवितां जगदीश कामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनि शरे भवताद् भक्तिरहैते पयि Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed his disciples to write books on the science of Krishna consciousness, a task which those who follow him have continued to carry out down to the present day. The elaborations and exposition on the philosophy taught by Lord Chaitanya are in fact the most voluminous, exacting and consistent due to the unbreakable system of disciplic succession of any religious culture in the world. Yet Lord Chaitanya in his youth, widely renowned as a scholar, himself left us only 8 verses called Sikhastha, glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together. Thus the fire of conditioned life, of repeated birth and death, is extinguished. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of benediction more. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge, it increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it helps to have a taste of the full nectar for which we are always anxious. Second verse. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction upon the living beings, and therefore you have hundreds and millions of names, like Krishna, Govinda, etc. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies, and there is no hard and fast rule for chanting these holy names. O my Lord, you have so kindly made approach to you easy by your holy names, but unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction for them. 3. One can chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking himself lower than the straw in the street, more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly.